Mets. Todd's life has been championships, and Mike's have been regrets. Apples and pinstripes from spring train until fall. Apples and pinstripes, they're talking baseball. Apples and pinstripes from spring train until fall. Apples and pinstripes, they're talking baseball.
Well, shine up your apples and straighten your pinstripes. It's time for Apples and Pinstripes. Welcome to the show, episode 4. I don't know if I'm ever going to use that one again, but it was fun once. Good idea. My name's Todd Emanuele. Mike Borkowski's here with me as well for episode 4. Now, what are you wearing, Mike? What hat are you wearing? That's what I should have said. We're going to start every episode.
Tell me what we're wearing. Yeah, hey, everybody. I got, of course, a 3930 gray Mets hat with a blue bill, blue squatchy. We didn't go into squatchies in our hats episode. If anyone doesn't know what a squatchy is, it's a little metal little dot on the top of your hat.
I've never heard that before. How have I never heard that before? I call it a...
You didn't know it was a squatchy?
No. I don't even know what I call it. I've never called it that before. I've never heard that before. Interesting.
It's a squatchy. So yeah, I got a blue squatchy and a blue bill. And Mr. Met is on the front. Let me check what's on the back here. It's just the script Mets in orange.
You might want to see it.
But I love this hat.
Blue squatchy.
I love this hat. I wear it all the time.
I've never seen that one. I like that one. Mr. Met on it. I like that. I'm wearing a 5950, of course, low crown Yankee hat. It's boring. It has a navy blue squatchy on it.
it's just their cap, right? It's on field cap, right?
It is. Yeah, it's the on field cap. It's actually got the playoffs logo on the side.
Playoffs.
It's from 2017. An interesting segue, Todd, into the year 2017.
Something happened that year.
Something may have happened that has been in the news, and it's interesting. We kind of put off recording a little bit today because I had an appointment, but the news just broke like less than a half an hour ago or an hour ago that Carlos Beltran is now out as manager of the Mets before he's even managed a game. Is that not the most Mets thing ever right there? But this whole thing is gone.
I was going to say, this is elite level Metsing. The Mets were not even involved in this, right? And they lost their manager because
is the ultimate Metsing, I think. It's just, this whole thing is insane. We are going to get into all of it. Now, it's funny. We've been talking about, you know, what are we going to talk about? We go down the show notes, what we're going to talk about in the episode, and we're like, yeah, you know, all this stuff, the Astros cheating punishments came out, the Red Sox punishment kind of came out, not really, but some stuff happened. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it because everyone's talking about it, but come on, now it's like, okay, this whole episode is probably going to turn into talk about all of this cheating slash punishment, firings. It's just insane. This offseason of baseball this year has been just the craziest offseason that I can remember.
It's the exact opposite of last year. Last year was the most boring offseason. It felt like it took 3 years to get through that offseason last year.
Nothing happened. I mean, Bryce Harper and Manny Machado got signed, but they didn't get signed until spring training.
Yeah.
It was the entire offseason. Nothing happened. Now, this year, you got the whole Gerrit Cole thing, all these other signings. Every day, it seemed like someone was getting signed. And then we kind of waited to hear what would happen with the Astros and the Red Sox when that came out, and now we have answers, and it's like, whoa, this is just crazy stuff. So why don't we start right from the beginning here with what we heard with the Astros? We'll get to the Mets thing because that just happened, but it was kind of like on the side burner, and now it's in the front burner because it just happened. But the Astros, you know, the whole punishment thing came down. They announced that AJ Hinch and Jeffrey Luno, or Lunau, however you say his name, the general manager. Is he the general manager? Or yes. No, he was yes. The general manager. Well, he's not anymore. He was. And AJ Hinch, the manager, obviously, were each suspended for a year by Major League Baseball. And then they were subsequently fired by the Astros for their involvement in this. And the Astros were also fined $5 million, which is the maximum fine per the MLB Constitution that a team can be fined for something. So people are saying, oh, $5 million, you know, you should have fined them more than that. Well, that's the most they can fine a team in the written constitution of Major League Baseball. So that's what they got. And also, what is it? The first and second round draft picks taken away from the next 2 years. So it could be kind
massive.
Of massive. Right.
That and is massive. Be, I don't know if people realize saying, how tough that is.
Right. A lot of people are saying, you know, it's still not harsh enough because the World Series wasn't taken away from them in 2017 and players weren't suspended. But I don't know if you can really do that. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, you can't go back and take that away. And also, taking those draft picks away, that is going to cripple this franchise for a long time.
You're talking how many picks? That's going to be their future prospects gone.
Their first and second round picks for the next 2 years. And you look at their roster now, all those guys were first round picks. Correa, Bregman, all those guys, Springer, they were all first round picks. And they are not going to have those picks anymore. This is going to cripple them.
It really will. And I heard so many people saying the picks wasn't that big of a deal. I think that's one of the bigger things. The $5 million is nothing. That is the least of the punishment because $5 million to a Major League Baseball team is a $5 bill in our pocket, whatever. Okay, slap me on the wrist for that. But the other stuff, yeah, I think it's bigger than what a lot of people are saying. And AJ Hinch being fired, you know, he came out after, you know, his statement saying that he wasn't for any of this stuff. And, you know, he smashed the monitors a couple of times because he didn't like it and he didn't want it being done. And I've heard that he couldn't wait for Alex Cora to not be his bench coach anymore because of this whole thing. But he still let it happen. And it was all on his watch. He could have ended it if he just did something about it instead of sitting back and now saying, oh, I didn't want anything to do with it. It wasn't my thing. You let it happen on your watch. He had to be fired. And it's going to be interesting to see if he ever gets another job in baseball. He might. I don't know about the whole Alex Cora thing, though, but we'll get to that in a minute. What do you think about how they handled the punishment?
Yeah, I mean, you had to punish him. The suspension is warranted. Of course, he could have. He's the manager. And they even said before that they gave out warnings to all the major league teams that the general manager and the field manager will be held accountable if they find any cheating like this.
Well, there you go. And that's exactly what happened.
Hinch could have done something about it, you know. So I think he will get a job again because I think people are going to be a little more sympathetic towards him.
Well, but Cora, he's well liked in baseball, AJ Hinch.
Right.
But it kind of hurts the reputation a little bit. But
sure.
In a year, maybe people won't care as much.
Right. And Cora, who knows? He may. I wouldn't be surprised if he got a lifetime suspension.
Exactly. Right. That wouldn't surprise me at all. You're talking a guy that has been involved in cheating, this kind of cheating, with two different franchises. They had the issue in 2017, the Red Sox did, with the Apple Watches. We talked about this last week. They were warned not to do anything else. They agreed they wouldn't do anything else. And then in 2018, you know, it's not like they did anything crazy like the Astros did, but they were still doing something they weren't supposed to with using the replay room to try to decipher signals, which I'm sure every team does, as we talked about.
Exactly.
Every team does that. But the fact that they were told not to the year before and turned around and were continuing to do it, you're going to get in trouble for that. And Alex Cora's name was just splattered throughout that whole report that came out with the Astros thing. Yeah, you look at that. How many names were mentioned in there? Alex Cora, AJ Hinch, Jeff Luno, and Carlos Beltran. Those are the only names I remember seeing in that whole thing. So I kind of had a funny feeling that Beltran would be on his way out too. But you think at the same time, maybe they won't do anything with him because the Mets weren't involved, blah, blah, blah. I just think with the pressure cooker that is New York City and the media, I don't think he would have been able to effectively do his job with all the distractions that would have come. And you wonder, you know, they say he resigned. I wonder if the Mets said, we're going to give you the option to resign. And if you don't, we're going to have to fire you. We're going to have to let you go. You wonder if that's how it went down. But the whole Beltran thing, this whole thing is just crazy right now. I keep saying that. It's crazy. I've never seen anything like this before.
Yeah, and the Mets were in a no-win situation here. I mean, if they keep him, that's all you're going to hear about, especially in spring training. I mean, they had a thing today down at Port St. Lucie where they named the street that their stadium is on. They named it Piazza Way or Piazza Road or something like that.
Piazza Place would have been more, you know, literal. That would have been
better. I'm not sure what it was.
The name.
It might be Piazza Place.
Oh, it should.
You know, everyone's asking about Beltran and the right. Astros and the Mets. You know, Jeff Wilpon was there. He didn't want to answer anything, of course. You know, this was right before it all went down. But you would have that all spring training long right into the season.
Yeah.
You just can't have that. I think they had no choice but to let him go. I mean, Beltran was the only player named in that report, in that investigation.
Was.
And I kind of think that's almost like MLB saying, cough, cough, Mets, you might want to do something about this.
Right. And, you know, the whole Cora thing, too, you know, we knew that he was going to be gone as manager of the Red Sox after the Hinch thing came down. You're thinking at first, oh, you know, it'll be a year suspension for him, too. But then you start thinking more. Like, this is the second team he's done this with. His name is all over that report. He's going to get more than a year suspension.
Yeah.
And it could be a
long time suspension. And also, from what it sounds like, is Cora was the one who came up with the whole thing and was the mastermind of it. So, yeah. And A.J. Hinch didn't come up with it, but he let it happen.
He let it happen is right. I mean, he could have put a stop to that somehow. I'm sure if he really wanted it to stop, he could have. I mean, you look at the numbers from the 2017 playoffs. Let me pull this up. I know this is something you wanted to touch on here today.
Oh, the home and road splits
are ridiculous.
The home and road splits
from the playoffs. And, of course, I don't have this prepared in front of me. I'm trying to pull it up here quick. but the numbers are just insane for the Astros. Let me see. Where is it?
Well, they went 8-1 in the playoffs, in that postseason.
Do you have it in front of you somewhere?
No, I don't. They couldn't hit a lick at Yankee Stadium.
No. I'm trying to remember where I put it. I can't find it. Oh, well. Maybe if I find it here later on, we'll go back to it. But, yeah, the numbers were polar opposites of each other. The batting average, home runs, RBI. Well, I mean, whatever the numbers are that they lit. There's a whole list of numbers.
Altuve hit like 400.
Right.
Altuve hit like 400 something at home in the playoffs that year, and he hit like 1 something on the road.
Think of this too, you know, not even involving the Yankees. Think of that World Series, and Yu Darvish when he pitched in Houston, and how he got absolutely shelled, and it affected his career. It affected his paycheck. You know. Mm-hmm. Where he re-signed and how much money he got going back to those performances. And you think back and wonder now, did they just know what was coming? And it wasn't Yu Darvish's fault. I mean, that really, that affected that guy's life. And here, they get to keep this trophy. I don't know. I feel like that it should be vacated. I don't know how you can do it, though. But and you can't give it to another team, obviously, but just say there was no champion in 2017 because there's just so much evidence that says we cheated a lot and we're just, you know, we're going to get this money fine, $5 million. We'll lose some draft picks and our manager, but we can keep this World Series. I don't know. That just doesn't seem fair to me, but that would be even crazier to go back and take that away. But as a Yankee fan, I would love to see it.
But that World Series is always going to be tainted now. Like, sure. Anytime anyone brings it up, no one's going to really see it as legitimate.
Right. And I feel bad for the guys on the Astros that maybe weren't involved, because they're always going to have to answer to that. But again, if they didn't like it, they could have said something then. If they and put a stop to it, maybe somehow through them or talk to their owner or whatever. And but they won, so why would they say anything? I guess I don't know. It's nuts. And I wish I could find those numbers. I'm still trying to find that, but it's, I guess that's old now, so we don't have to worry about that. But the home and road splits were crazy in the 2017 playoffs. And yeah, I remember the games at Yankee Stadium, and the Astros looked lost. And then you saw them at home, and it was a completely different. You just blamed it on the venue, whatever. You know, they're better at home. Yeah, we wonder why.
not this year when they lost every home game in the World Series.
Right. Well, they weren't using the camera probably either.
Right.
Maybe their little buzzer sticker things that they were wearing weren't functioning properly when they lost every home game to the Nationals. But it's funny, you know, thinking you're a Mets fan, this whole Beltran thing is affecting you. I'm a Yankees fan, and all the teams that are supposed to be the enemies, the arch enemies of the Yankees, are like crumbling to pieces this offseason. And the Mets, I mean, the Mets aren't an arch enemy, but watching the Red Sox and Astros fall apart like this is like the happiest week I've ever had as a baseball fan in the offseason. It's been so fun. And to hear it is. And to hear them come out and say that the Yankees aren't involved in this investigation, you know, because obviously they and every other team have, you know, stolen signs and deciphered pitch sequences and all that stuff. But the Yankees didn't use that center field camera, and it makes me happy that they're not involved in this. If it comes out now that the Yankees are, I'll eat my words, and, you know, it'll be sad. But right now, I'm like giddy happy watching this happen to the Red Sox and Astros.
As a fan of any team, you can't even really get all high and mighty about this, because your team's probably cheating too. Right. They just didn't get caught.
Right. Right. And, you know, there may be, who knows, maybe other teams are doing exactly what the Astros did too. We don't know. And, you know, the Astros are under the microscope more because they've been successful. But who's to say the Detroit Tigers aren't doing that? You know, it's not helping them, but
yeah, their record says they're probably not cheating.
Yeah, they're probably not using any cameras or trying to decipher signs or anything. They're just out there picking daisies in the outfield or whatever. But somebody mentioned that to me today. I'm like, oh, that's funny. The Tigers stealing signs. Yeah, I don't think so. Oh, boy. All right. Why don't we take a break? We'll come back and we'll talk some more about, I have an update on one of the rules we talked about for the 2020 season. I did some research and I want to tell you something about that. And I don't know, maybe we'll touch on this cheating thing more, but I kind of want to move on. You want to talk about this thing called Mets-tality that you created, and we're going to see.
I did?
Yeah, you did. I'm going to give you credit for it, and we're going to see what it's all about. So we'll be back with more Apples and Pinstripes right after this. Back on Apples and Pinstripes, and we're still going to talk about the cheating thing a little bit. Mike had some good stuff that we were just talking about during the break, involving iPads in the dugout and other devices, I guess, but mostly just the iPads in the dugout. Do you want to fill people in on what you were letting me know?
Yeah, I just, because we always thought it was strange, like they had the they came out and said, no, you can't use any devices and all that kind of stuff for cheating. But they provide, we saw during the season or during the playoffs, actually, we saw iPads in the dugout. And it's like, if they can't use, you know, they can't use devices, why do they have iPads? But
yeah, you can't use devices, but iPads are fine.
Right. Because it kind of seemed weird to me where, like, a guy would be on deck, and then the other team would go and make a pitching change, and the guy on deck would go run into the dugout, grab an iPad, and check out the info on the guy who's coming in to face him. And it just seemed weird to me, but...
So the info you came up with, yeah, this is really good information, actually, because we've wondered together since we saw that in the playoffs, how can they do this? But what you told me makes perfect sense, so go for it.
Yeah, Apple and Major League Baseball have a deal where Apple provides iPads for every dugout in Major League Baseball, and it's loaded up with this app that is not available to the public, which is basically, you would see back in the, you know, since the beginning of time, and especially like in the 80s, you would see guys with giant notebooks and binders in the dugout where they would flip through, and that was all their scouting reports. And basically that's what the iPad is replacing. The iPads that are given to them cannot connect to Wi-Fi, apparently. They cannot go online. They cannot take pictures. They cannot take video. They have to be loaded up with information at a MLB-sanctioned like kiosk or something like that. So, you know, they can't just put whatever they want on there, and they're not getting any kind of feed from any cameras or anything.
They should have been clearer telling the public about this, I think. I mean, I think I would have heard something if they had put it out there, because it looked really suspicious seeing every team with iPads in the dugout when they're told they can't use devices. But what you just said, it just replaces the big binder. It's a great idea. It's a space saver, and it's easier to carry around, and you can probably fit more information on it than in a binder. So
apparently it does have video on it, though, which I think is kind of weird. Like,
but is it preloaded?
I'm fine with stuff. Yeah, but still, I mean, if you can, if you're, like I said, if you're on deck and you see, oh, this guy's coming in to face me, I'm going to go take a look at, like, right now, before I face him in 5 minutes, I'm going to take a look at some video of him pitching. Like, yeah, I just think that's a little weird. I feel like, do all the video research you want before the game, but I don't think you should be able to do stuff like that in the dugout right before you're about to face somebody.
Yeah, but see, though, I remember, like, back in the 90s, Paul O'Neill used to talk about going down into the clubhouse and watching video on pitchers. Like, they would have the VCR tapes and the VCRs going with their, you know, with the TVs or whatever, and they would sit there and watch video. How is that any different than watching it on an iPad? It's just easier to get to.
So run down the hallway into the clubhouse and watch a video.
On a VCR?
I'm talking about a guy who is on deck video of the guy who he's about to face. Like, it's just weird to me.
Yeah, that makes sense. That is weird. But apparently it's allowed because Apple and Major League Baseball have a deal. I don't know. There's got to be ways to hack those iPads to be able to do whatever you want, too. But maybe it would send a signal to
that MLB. Was kind of confusing to me, too, where it said that they can't connect to Wi-Fi and things like that. But I have a hard time believing that.
I do, too. Yeah, I would like to get my hands on one of those iPads. That'll never happen, but it would be cool to see what it really does and what you can do with it. Anyway, so that's interesting. I keep thinking back to that 2017. You can't use the Apple Watch anymore, but the next year, or I guess it was this past season. So it is the next year.
I think the deal was actually, like, I think the article I saw was from 2015, is when Apple started providing iPads.
Right? I don't remember.
It's been a few years. Wow. Yeah, I don't remember seeing them until like maybe a year or two ago.
Yeah, I guess the Apple Watch was just someone's watch that they were wearing, and they were able to do stuff with it, and it wasn't sanctioned by MLB. I don't remember that way back to 2015. Interesting. So anyway, that's that whole thing. Quickly, let me talk about the rule thing. We had talked about the new rules coming into place in 2020 for Major League Baseball, and one of the rules we had talked about was the 26-man roster they have now. You know, they'll have that extra guy on there. And we said, oh, it'll probably be most of the teams will just throw an extra pitcher on there to have an extra pitcher. And, you know, how boring that is, blah, 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 whatever. I guess the rule actually is, I did some research on this, it can't be a pitcher. It has to be a position player. So
how can they even, like, keep track of that, though? So you can only have, so you got a 26 man roster. You can only have a certain amount of pitchers.
That's a good question. Maybe the 26.
Yeah, our 26. Sure, our 26 man is you know, our third string second baseman, but we have 15 pitchers on our roster.
That they must be able to do that. They must have to specifically say who the 26th man is on the roster, and then you can have as many pitchers as you want, you know, to add up to 26 and still have enough guys to play in the field and have a couple guys on your bench. But at least the 26th man can't be another pitcher, which can make it even crazier. I don't know. I thought that was interesting. Now you just threw a monkey wrench in my whole thing because you brought up a good point that I didn't think of. But they must have to just say who the 26th man is. Anyway, so that's that for that rule. Mets-tality, we're going to talk about that. But why don't we take a quick break and we'll come back and do that. It's a word you create. Did you create that word? Because you mentioned it to me. Did you think of that all on your own?
I think we were just talking about Mets mentality, Mets fan mentality, and I just said, hey, Mets-tality.
It's a thing. Is it real? We'll talk about it next on Apples and Pinstripes. Back on Apples and Pinstripes, and the question of the day is Mets-tality. What is it, and is it real? Why don't you explain? You know, you mentioned right before the break about Mets mentality and Yankee fans and Mets fans thinking differently than each other. Is it everyone? Is it just you and me? What do we have here? Explain.
For me, it's just basically even when something good happens, like actually a good example is this week when we were going to be talking, I figured we were going to be talking about the whole cheating thing. And I was thinking, you know, thank God this isn't the Mets. Thank God the Mets aren't involved in this. And we're, you know, this is someone else's problem. And then boom, the other shoe drops, which it always does. And that, for me, and I think a lot of Mets fans that I follow, like on Twitter and that I'm friends with, it just seems like even when good things happen, we're just always waiting for the bad thing to happen.
It's not just you, then, you think all Mets fans think this way?
I'm sure not all, but I think it's pretty common. I mean, we've been through so much.
Yeah, even when you're not involved in a scandal, somehow they creep into there and become the headline of the day today.
Yeah. Mets funny. Didn't do anything wrong. And once again, we are part of the punchline.
Front page news, manager out. Hey, but you know what? You think about this for Carlos Beltran. He can always say he was officially the Mets manager. Is he the only undefeated Mets manager in history of the organization? You're not going to answer me, are you?
Hold on, I'm rolling my eyes. This might take a minute.
Never lost a regular season game, never lost a playoff game as manager. So, anyway, yeah, you probably don't appreciate jokes like that, I guess. So, if Mets mentality is one thing, do you think Yankee fans, because I always try to think positive about things, and I always expect good things to happen. And you said to me, that must be because you're a Yankee fan, because you're spoiled by them winning championships and stuff.
And things just the always seem to work think? Out.
Yeah, it always seems to, except for 2017, but we've already talked about that. Is there really something to this? I don't know. It's seems like the Mets fans do think that way. I'm friends with a couple other guys that are Mets fans, and they seem to be the same way as you when it comes to at least sports. You know, oh, something bad's going to happen to my team.
And I think that's what we were going to talk about, too, is how it's not just in sports. It's also in life. Like, I kind of think that way in life, too. Like, you know, with my work and with what I do, I'm a freelance artist, so I have to take on, you know, multiple jobs a year. And I'll get job offers all the time, you know, if I'm lucky. And I can't even tell you how many jobs I have fallen through. You know, I'll get an email from somebody with a cool job, and it's hard for me to get excited about it because so many times it just doesn't happen for one reason or another.
Right. It's the whole mentality. Just waiting for that other proverbial shoe to drop.
Can't even enjoy good news because just waiting for the bad stuff to happen.
Man. Yeah, that's, and I, it's
Mets
in life.
Life.
Mets life. I kind of just fly by the seat of my pants and expect the best to always happen. And a lot of the times it does, but a lot of the times it doesn't too. Like. But I always just try to think positive no matter what and hope for the best. That's one of the life.
That's another, we talked about it on one of our other shows where, you know, we talk about Mets fans who don't like the Yankees and things like that. And it's this is part of it because there's been so many times, especially like I'll be watching in the playoffs. I'm a Mets fan, but I'm also a baseball fan. So right. The playoffs are going on. I'm watching and I'll watch the Yankees and it looks like they're done. Like, yeah, the Yankees are done. They're not going to win. And then it just happened, like something crazy happens and they pull it out. And it's like, I mean, come on.
That's because
can
my
I
positive
have a happy
thinking.
Moment someday?
Because of my positive thinking that they come through. My brain is attached to Yankee outcomes of games. You didn't know that? You don't have that whole superstition thing?
Well, then,
are you superstitious
Todd and I,
to baseball?
I used to be, but now I think it's kind of ridiculous.
Oh man, I am super superstitious when it comes to watching.
Especially
the playoffs.
We talked about this where I have a sweatshirt on. And the Mets are doing well, and I can't take that sweatshirt off, even though I'm dripping in sweat. And I would love to take that sweatshirt off, but yeah. I don't really do that anymore.
We should save this to be its own episode, superstitions in baseball, because I could go on for a long time about stuff that I've done. And you'll be like, what?
Yeah.
But
no,
it's funny. Most of the time it works. It works. So
yeah,
because
you're a Yankee fan, and it always works. Like Todd and I text all the time, you know, when especially, you know, during a baseball season, we'll text about what's going on, and I'll give him my woe is me story about whatever's going on with the Mets, and he always says, "Your Mets will be fine."
I think
I'm
I
like,
even
oh, whatever.
I made a meme. Everything.
You made a little graphic. Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't great or anything, but I used to send it to. I still send it to you every once in a
now,
while.
Now I think you started it in 2015, which in the middle of 2015, the Mets were dead and buried.
Yep.
And you kept saying your Mets will be fine. I'm like, whatever. And then they made it to the World Series that year.
A little bit of the Yankee magic rubbed off on you. The Yankee magic rubbed off on you a little bit. See that?
Now it's gone.
It went out the with Carlos Beltran. So who do you think the Mets will bring in for their next manager? There's a list of guys.
I really have no clue.
There's three openings all of a sudden that these teams
that
have to
the thing too.
Month to spring training, and the Astros, Red Sox, and Mets now don't have a manager. Do you think Buck Showalter gets a job in one of the three? He interviewed yesterday with the Astros.
Oh, did he? I didn't hear that. You know, that's almost the perfect guy to bring in, like
Mets,
the old school. Yeah, the old school, like guy who knows how to run a tight ship. Guy who's done it before.
He worked out. Yep. He was successful there for several years.
As far as we know, no controversies in the past, you know. Yep. So, I mean, I would like to see someone like that.
I would love to see Buck Showalter end up with the Mets. I have a bad feeling now that he's going to end up with the Astros, and they're going to lose him from the Yes Network. He was really good on Yes Network last year. He was fun to listen to, and he's just so baseball smart. Like, his baseball smarts are off the charts, obviously. And I think it would be great for the Mets to snag someone like that. But who else, I mean, is on that list? Could it be? Could they bring back, what's his name?
Yes, they could.
The last guy that got fired. Terry Collins.
Terry Collins.
Bring him back.
I don't think that's happening.
Bring him back. How about Bobby Valentine? He's available somewhere.
Bobby Valentine disguised as Buck Showalter.
Yeah, and there you go. Little mustache sitting in the back of the dugout. Buck Showalter doesn't have a mustache, but anyway.
No.
You get the idea with the whole disguise thing. If you don't know, Google it. Bobby Valentine disguise. You're welcome.
One of the funniest things to happen in the history of baseball.
Yeah, spectacular.
Amazing.
Spectacular. So what about like Mike Piazza? Now that was, he was in the news today talking, you know, he had a street named after him by Citi Field, right? Am I right with that?
No, it's the street that the spring training and where the Port St. Lucie Mets play.
Right. I knew that. Okay, so they named a street. We already talked about that on the show. That's right. But what if they brought in Mike Piazza? Is that a something? I don't even know if he'd be interested.
I don't think he's even interested.
Okay. Well, have you talked to him?
Not yet. Okay. Dinner with him.
See what he's doing. But maybe what about Willie Randolph? He's still out there. Bring him back.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy how Willie Randolph never managed again. I mean, he's had jobs here and there, like as a coach, but he never managed again. I wonder if it's because he doesn't want to, or he just never got another opportunity.
Maybe now that his kids are a little older, he want to come back to it. He was great when he was with the Mets, and the Mets were great when he was there. Or they were good. I don't know, great, but they had some good seasons.
Well, no, 2006, they really should have won the World Series, but Mets happened. Juaner Sanchez took a cab at 3 a.m. and the whole season went down the drain.
I don't get that
you
one.
You don't even know what I don't talk about that. Juaner Sanchez was one of the best relievers for the Mets that year. And late in the season, he took a cab somewhere. And this is like 14 years ago, so I'm trying to remember. He took a cab like 3 a.m, got in an accident, hurt his arm. At least that's what we were told. And he was out for the rest of the season. And I think if the Mets had him, things might have been went a little differently in 2006. But
I don't even remember that name. That's funny.
In 2007, they had the worst collapse of all time. And then 2008, they had another collapse, which that by that time, Willie was gone halfway through, I think, 2008.
And this is why Mike has issues.
Oh, nothing. Just the worst collapse of all time.
No big deal. Next year, it's another minor collapse. And another collapse after that.
This collapse isn't as bad as last year's.
And they made it to the World Series in 2015, thanks to my Mets meme. You're welcome.
Yeah. The only New York team to make it to the World Series in the 2010s.
Wow. Yeah, that hurt.
Yeah. Go! Cry into your.
No, I'll be fine. You know why? Towels. You know why I'll be fine? Because the Yankees signed Gerrit Cole. I'll be good.
Who was on the Astros? He's
Who was not a hitter. If he was a hitter, I would worry about that. I don't think the pitchers. Well, now who was it? Trevor Bauer. Did you see the whole Trevor Bauer thing?
No, I didn't.
How he came out a couple days ago saying that the Astros were up to something else with their pitchers. How they were able to put more spin on the ball than other, and he hasn't said what it is. He goes, just wait, time will show you what happened, or something like that. Look up his tweets from yesterday, and it's funny. And it was yesterday, the day before, and I'm like, what? No, something else is going to come out now? Like something with their spin rate being higher than other teams, and they had something to be able to figure out how to get their spin rate higher. I don't know. He sounded pretty serious. He was dead on with them. You know, he's one of the guys that came out and spoke out about them, you know, cheating before. And it wasn't wrong after Mike Fiers came out. Mike Fiers getting a lot of news, too. Do you see what Jessica Mendoza said today?
Yeah, I did see that. Who also is a Mets employee.
Mets employee. And now I'm thinking, after that comment, is she going to lose
former
her job?
Mets employee?
Yeah, I don't know about the Mets part,
ESPN
but
or with the
her
Mets?
ESPN job's going to be gone. I don't see how she could still be in the
booth.
Why do you think that?
Why?
Because
isn't it her job to
opinion.
Give her
I get it.
Commentary?
I get it, but she's wrong. And she was also putting out false information, too, about the... What?
I didn't hear that.
Oh, one of the things she said in that interview with Mike Golic was about how they weren't, I can't remember now, of course, I don't have it in front of me, something about the cheating and how it wasn't something that I can't remember, but whatever it was, I've seen a bunch of tweets this afternoon, people saying she's not right with this. This is not right. She's spreading false news and or fake news. I don't like saying that, but I just wonder if ESPN will say, you know what? We don't need controversy. Bye-bye. And here they have Alex Rodriguez in the booth, too, with the whole steroids thing. And Jessica Mendoza saying that Mike Fiers shouldn't have come out and put this public that, you know, this team was cheating like this, and he should have kept it to himself or at least just in the team. And is that something you want people to know? You want people to believe that he shouldn't have come out publicly about it? I mean, he put a stop to it when it comes down to it. I don't know.
I think her point is you didn't say anything when it was helping you when you were on the Astros.
I guess.
But when when you go to another team and then you start saying it, which I can understand that.
You're right. But will they overreact to her comments and fire her? I'm just waiting for that to happen today, because it's still fresh in the news. Maybe people won't care as much about what she said, but it's all over Twitter right now. That's for sure.
Anyone who talks about this is getting fired. We're getting fired too,
right? Oh gosh,
this is our last show.
Who's gonna fire us though?
We're gonna get canceled.
Oh. There's only two people that has the control to do that. It's you and me. So you're good in my book. I don't know.
I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop, Tom.
I have both of my shoes on still, so I'm not going to drop any shoes. Your Mets will be fine. Could say that all day.
Alonso should be player manager for the Mets.
Who did I hear? Oh, Bartolo Colon put out a tweet. The Mets should name Bartolo manager. That's what he wrote.
He said that?
He said that.
In the first person?
Third person.
Is it third person or first person? Oh, yeah, third person.
Third person, yeah. Bartolo should be manager. I'm like, that's awesome. Can you imagine Bartolo Colon as the manager of the Mets?
Oh. It'd
be great. But who else did I see? They talked about Yoenis Cespedes maybe being a player manager. I think that's going to happen.
Give himself a day off every day.
Yeah, right. He wants to. I'm going to go golf today, so someone else has to play left field or whatever he plays. He hasn't played in so long. Remember what position?
Like you said, you got three teams. About what, 3 weeks before spring training, you got three teams that need a manager.
Crazy. That's the word of the day. Crazy. Three teams all this week firing their managers or mutually agreeing to part ways, whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Alex Cora's suspension hasn't come out yet. And I wonder how long that's going to take, because they're still, you know, investigating Red Sox or whatever. So that'll be more news. We'll probably be able to talk about that next week, because I'm sure it won't last that much longer before they announce what they're going to do. Everything else happened kind of quick here this week, especially the Beltran thing. I'm glad we postponed recording so we could talk about this more today, as it's fresh in the news. But interesting stuff. So, well, that's pretty much going to do it. We'll come back. We'll take another break. We'll come back and wrap up the episode and see what maybe we're going to talk about next week. I don't know. Do you have any ideas for next week? We can do this.
Send us some ideas, people. If anyone's listening out there, hello.
Yeah.
Send us some ideas. I mean, we have ideas. We can talk about gear. We love all the gear and everything. And
yeah, maybe.
Yeah, Todd got some stickers made up.
Ooh, I did.
Offer some stickers up. Say, hey, if you give us some ideas, we'll give you some stickers.
You know how many I have left?
One.
One. I have one.
I have all seven of mine. Oh, I haven't put it on anything yet. Yeah.
I got 14.
What did they cost you, like a dollar?
It was a dollar for 14, but you know what? I went back and looked at the website again. If I wanted to get more made up, it's like it jumps up to like $50 now for.
Oh, that was like a special one-time.
Yeah, they're really nice stickers.
They are. They are really nice.
I can offer one up if someone wants it. We got to have them do something for it, though.
Give us a topic.
Yeah, well, there you go.
What do you want to hear?
if you come up with a topic for our next show, something, it doesn't have to be the whole show, that we can just talk about a little bit, tweet it to us, put it on Facebook, Instagram, whatever. If you are the first one to do that, I'll send you a sticker. Apples
well,
the and
first
sticker.
One or the person with the best idea.
Well, right.
I'm sure we're going to get inundated
with responses, but if we get one person, that's great. If we get 20, we'll pick the best one and send that person an apples and pinstripe sticker. You can put it on your car, your computer, your phone, your forehead. I don't care where you put it. They're cool stickers, and eventually we're going to get more made up, and hopefully some with the word mark that you created as well that we can have to give out to people. Someday we'll have hats. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Hats, hoodies. Someday it might just be me and you that have them, but we're going to have them somehow, some way. Send those to us. When we come back, we'll take the break that I had promised. When we come back, we'll give out the places that you can find us on social media, our email, anywhere. And we'll do that after the break here with Apples and Pinstripes. Stay tuned. All right, back to wrap up episode 4 of Apples and Pinstripes. Again, now available on 10 podcast apps and also available on SoundCloud. We don't really have anything up on there yet. I have our theme song is on there, but you could follow our page and eventually I'll start posting the episodes on there. I have to upgrade my software to be able to put stuff up on there. I'm not going to explain that on the show. It's boring for people listening at home, but go check us out on SoundCloud. But if you have Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and the list goes on and on. Basically, any podcast app you can find our show on, please go subscribe and like it. Give us a review. Rate us on Apple Podcasts. We actually got a review, and it was a positive one. It may or may not have been a family member of mine, but I'm not saying it was, but it might have been, might not have been. But we did get a good
review. I'll say it was.
Oh, stop. No. I'm supposed to say that. But it was a positive review. And it's my nephew, okay? He listens to the show. He likes it. He likes baseball. So he's been listening. So I thank him for that. Nice review. R1. Maybe I'll send him a sticker. I should. I only have one. We need people to send us stuff for the show, though. That's what we want. You have 7 of them.
Yeah,
you can always send them. I don't have to send my last one. So those are the ways you can find our show. You can find us on any of the social media as well. If you just search for Apples and Pinstripes on Facebook, make sure to like us on there. Instagram, it's Apples and Pinstripes. On Twitter, we're just search for Apples and Pinstripes. It's like @apps_pinstripes, but just search for Apples and Pinstripes. You'll find us, follow us. We post all kinds of cool stuff on there. Did you do a drawing or anything this week?
Hopefully. I'm probably going to do it as soon as we're done with this little show we're doing here.
Something cool that he's been doing, Mike has been doing.
We're gonna try to have some sort of visual component to each episode, whether it's a drawing of mine, pictures of Todd's 7,000 hats, some sort of visual component that we can put on Instagram, something that, you know, is not just a picture of Carlos Beltran, you know, like something that we created or took pictures of, or, you know, something that we did.
Carlos Beltran with a crying Jordan face over his face. We could post that.
I'm sure that's already been posted 1,000 times.
Probably has, I'm sure. I heard someone else say they feel bad for Dellin Betances because he went to the Mets.
I was going to bring that up.
Mostly, his main reason was he's close with Carlos Beltran, and now he's gone. So what's he going to think? I'm sure he'll still be fine. And
I did think about that.
Yeah, but he's probably bummed. I wonder, he probably won't put anything out on social media about that, I'm sure. But people will be asking him about it, I'm sure. Be interesting to pay attention to that over the next couple weeks. And when pitchers and catchers report for spring training, I'm sure that first question out of a reporter's mouth to him will be about Carlos Beltran. But anyway, so yeah, follow our social media. You can email us too. It's apples and pinstripes, all spelled out, applesandpinstripes@yahoo.com. Send me an email. Do you have access to our email?
I do not.
You do not? Okay, so I'll handle that. If someone sends something, I'll run it by you. Give us topics you want discussed. If we like it, we'll talk about it on the show. We'll send you a sticker, apples and pinstripe sticker. So, sounds like fun. All right, anything else you want to talk about, Mike, before we wrap it up for today?
You can find me at michaelborkowski.com, and all the links to all my social media are on there. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. That's about it.
LinkedIn.
You can find my artwork on there, too.
On LinkedIn?
Yeah, I have links to my artwork and stuff. I'll post stuff on LinkedIn once in a while. I very rarely go on there, but
I can't remember. LinkedIn is
not great for freelance people, really.
Well, because people.
No, maybe it is. Who knows? You can connect with people anywhere, but I don't get a whole lot of traffic on LinkedIn.
Well, I don't think a lot of people use it anymore, do they? Maybe they do. Maybe I just don't. I'm in the minority, but
yeah,
it's easier to get a hold of someone on Twitter or Facebook.
I mean, it is good. Yeah, it is good to connect sometimes with people on LinkedIn. You just never know.
Okay. Well, you
especially
can find
for me and my job.
Yeah. Yeah. You can find me on social media at Todd Emanuele on Twitter and Instagram, or just Todd Emanuele on anything. Just search for my name. My name is, I won't hesitate when I spell out my name this time, Emanuelli. Don't talk over me. Emanuelli. See, I can spell my name. Making fun of me last week. My name is very phonetic. Just sound it out. And you can find me on social media. My page isn't as exciting as Mike's. I don't have drawings. I do have some drawings on my Facebook. You can find lunch bag art that I've done over the years. But it's not as good as your stuff. We'll say that pretty confidently. All right, that's going to do it for the show. Back next week, maybe with a topic from one of our listeners. That would be awesome. Again, send us something. If we like it and use it, we'll send you a sticker. So get those requests out there. Again, reach out, follow us.
We're on Snapchat, too.
Oh, I forgot Snapchat. Right. Yeah, your daughter's running our Snapchat. Actually, we've got quite a few people on there.
So. She very proudly runs that. She loves to do it. Every time I tell her to post something, she gets excited. She tried posting that video you did of our theme song and everything with the Google,
Google Home, yeah.
Google Home, she tried posting that, but they wouldn't let her upload that video.
Why?
Even she couldn't figure it out, and that's amazing. Ooh.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I don't know. She said you can only post videos on there if you're actually, like, taking the video on your phone. Like, you can't upload a video that's, like, on your phone already, apparently.
That's weird, but okay. I guess I get that.
That's why we don't use Snapchat.
Yeah, I don't. I have no idea how to use Snapchat.
It baffles me.
I used to do, like, I would send pictures back and forth with my daughter, and we do streaks. I know there's streaks on there.
Yeah.
On that, that's all I know. I don't know how you do anything else. I'm an old man when it comes to Snapchat. So, anyway, send us the request. Follow the podcast. Go to your podcast app and like us, follow us, give us a review, something positive, and it doesn't have to be positive.
If you got something, it doesn't have to be positive. If you got something negative to say, but you have a nice constructive way of saying it.
Yeah, right.
Don't just be a jerk.
I almost had to put an explicit mark on this episode right there.
Because I said jerk.
You almost said something else, it sounded like.
Oh, no, no.
It's okay.
No,
no. It's all good. It's a family show. Not here. All right. Well, we'll talk to you next week.
The worst we'll ever do is I'll call somebody a jerk.
Ooh. It's bad.
So watch out, people.
Yeah, don't be naughty. All right. So until episode 5, hit us up on social media. Let us know what you want us to talk about. We'll send you that sticker. Keep that in mind and send us those requests. And we'll see you next time on Apples and Pinstripes. I'm Todd Emanuelli. That's Mike Borkowski. So long. And don't forget to keep those, what is the saying? Keep those apples polished and your pinstripes straight.
That's not at all it, but
close
we'll
enough.
We'll go with it.
Bye.
Bye.
Todd likes the Yankees and Mike likes the Mets. Todd's life has been championships and Mike's has been regrets. Apples and pinstripes from spring training till fall.